Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with her yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group, let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training, or resistance training, anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon, you're spotting each other for sets of 15. Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast, From Brooklyn to the World.
That's right.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only 5 home games remain, and tickets are limited. Buy now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks start a 6-game road trip tonight in San Jose. Puck drops at 9:30. The Bulls, they begin their multi-game road trip tomorrow at the Thunder. Taj Gibson practiced today. He's expected to play. Denzel Valentine was sent down to the D-League. He'll play the next 3 games with the Windy City Bulls. NFL, more coaches are leaving the Bears as wide receivers coach Curtis Johnson is leaving. Sporting News reported earlier today that assistant special teams coach Richard Hightower is likely to leave and join Kyle Shanahan's staff in San Francisco. And the team's director of player development, Jerry Butler, has retired. Baseball notes, Cubs play-by-play announcer Pat Hughes won the Ring Lardner Award for excellence in journalism. The Cardinals will lose their top 2 picks and pay Houston $2 million for hacking their database. The Nationals have signed Joe Nathan and Matt Albers to minor league deals with invites to spring training. And college hoops tonight on The Score, Illinois takes on Wisconsin. Coverage begins at 7:30. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one sports-rated station and the number one rated sports station, too. 670 The Score at 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Get any size McCafe coffee for $1. Limited time only.
Maddie.
Hi. Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
It is your favorite day on the calendar, Hub. It is media day where nothing but credentialed, professional, serious journalists surround you.
It was the worst ever.
I love this day.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
5 o'clock, and Hub Arkish joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. He is the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, and he is at Hub_Arkish. So, yet another media night this time under your belt, and how did this compare?
It was a suck fest, you know. I mean, yeah, guys, it is what it is.
Yeah.
At least they don't pretend that it's anything else. The thing that has become so annoying, though, is that now, in order to hit primetime TV, you know, who's watching is a mystery to me, it goes from 7 to 10 local time. We're on Chicago time down here in Houston. And, you know, most of us are on anywhere from 9:30 to 10:30 deadlines on our newspapers. So they bring, you know, thousands of print journalists down here to cover the thing, and then they schedule an event that we can't cover on time. But it is what it is. And the reality is that there wasn't anything worth talking about anyway. I mean, you know, players said and did some things, but we got back together with selected players from both teams today. We'll have access to the entire rosters of both teams tomorrow and Thursday. So basically the media night thing has just become a kind of a circus that I suppose makes decent TV ratings for him. I don't know why else they would do it.
We asked Matt Miller earlier what the scuttlebutt is, the hype, the story, and he mentioned that the signing of John Lynch as a general manager for the San Francisco 49ers is something that keeps popping up. Before we get to the Super Bowl, how'd that come about? What are you hearing, and how are they going to transition a guy who's never had any level of scouting or general managerial work now the head of a franchise?
You know, Jason, even he acknowledges that it's an interesting thing. The only thing anybody can compare it to is Matt Millen, and we all know how that worked out. Even Matt's kind of laughed about it now, you know, saying obviously it didn't work with him, but that doesn't mean it has to fail with Lynch. What I am hearing from NFL execs, front office folks, most of whom don't agree with the move, but do say that John Lynch is an extremely bright guy who will work, and will do the right things. And if anybody has a chance to make this work, that it may be him. And actually, which, by the way, is also a description of Matt Millen, but the reason it didn't work for Matt is he didn't know what he was getting into. Well, Lynch now has a kind of a guide or a map to follow, and the first thing he has done is reach out to some highly respected personnel people around the league to try and bring him in as his assistant GM. So he is going to bring in qualified people around him. He does feel that in Kyle Shanahan, that he's got a good partner. These guys do have a relationship. And at the end of the day, they each got 6-year contracts, which are kind of unheard of in the NFL. So any concern about dealing with the owner, and there is concern, that's why most of the other top GM and head coaching prospects took their names out of consideration, is that the kid has priced himself into a situation where he's going to have to let them do their job. So it'll be an interesting experiment to watch. I still don't personally agree with it. There was highly qualified GMs out there, but you know, we'll see how it goes.
How is Tom Brady being allowed to get away with being such a coward in that he thought it was all fun and games when he left his little Donald Trump hat in his locker, and he knew what he was doing right there for reporters. He's asked about it, and ha, 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 yeah, he's my buddy and the whole thing. But now this has taken some very different turns, and where he used it for fun, say, yeah, he's my buddy, the whole thing. And now when being asked very fair questions and multiple fair questions about what he supports, what he doesn't support, is this because of your friendship? Are you on board with this? Are you on board with that he brought on himself. Now he says, oh, I don't know what's going on in the world, which is a complete lie. And he's able just to smile his way through it when you can't have it both ways.
You know, Dan, I I guess the answer is we know that his wife was the first one to jump all over him, because Giselle is certainly not a Trump fan, and that came out a couple weeks ago with this thing. I suppose he's getting away with it because, you know, honestly, it is his personal preference. I understand that he's a public figure and that, you know, that's why he is as exalted and as wealthy as he is. But he doesn't really have an obligation to share his, you know, political beliefs or his personal relationships. So while it may trouble some, you know, I think we've learned it doesn't make him necessarily a bad person. A very interesting response from Robert Kraft last night. I don't know if you guys read this or not, but you know, Robert Kraft is a long-standing Democrat who is given to many liberal causes and yet is every bit as close with Trump as Brady is. And he explained it last night. He said that during the worst year of his life, when his wife Myrna passed away, that Trump called him at least once a week, every week for a year, and came to visit him a couple times and was concerned about him, and that he was a real friend. And as much as I find the guy detestable as a president and a politician, you know, that's what I would want in a friend. And this is where we are forced to separate, you know, humanity from intelligence and integrity.
Along the same line, Mohamed Sanu was asked about his thoughts, being, you know, first generation here from his, I believe his family's from Sierra Leone, and his name is Mohamed, and he practices the Islamic faith. And Arthur Blank came out and said some things as well. Is there any way to avoid it for these players and these organizations? Is this something that they're going to just have to, you know, say no comment to for the rest of this week?
I don't think the questioning is going to continue throughout the week, to be honest with you guys. I think that it's obviously a hot button everywhere. It's obviously more important than football. But it's also obviously something that we don't all agree on. And so, you know, you only butt your head against the wall for so long. Obviously, political commentators are going to have to continue to. I think all the, you know, the entertainment and hard copy shows and all that with the entertainment industry so embroiled in it is going to have to. But here, I do think the football game is going to take over, and really the height of all this stuff that is non-football always takes place Monday night at media night. Now today, and again, this was limited, only 10 players from each team. I didn't really hear any of. Now I wasn't, you know, around every question asked, but I didn't hear anybody talking about it. So I really think that it's going to become less a focal point, at least here at the Super Bowl, unless, you know, something new happens. Now, he's going to announce his Supreme Court pick tonight. You know, half the country is going to be pissed. Half the country is going to be thrilled. Probably some guys will get asked about it tomorrow. But for the most part, unless Trump steps in it again between now and Friday, I don't think you're going to hear much more of it coming out of the Super Bowl.
Why are the Bears hemorrhaging assistant coaches going into year three?
Dan, that is such a great question. I thought Curtis Johnson was a great hire. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the job he did with Cam Meredith, you know, Kevin White appeared to be showing sparks before he got hurt. No explanation as to why he's leaving. And according to people I've talked to, he's looking for another NFL job. You know, he's a guy who's coached both in college and the NFL, kind of like Stan Drayton. And if I had heard he was looking for, you know, a better job, maybe more money, more power, getting upgraded or whatever in college, I'd understand it. But apparently he's looking for another NFL job. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, the one guy who everybody, I think, felt, you know, they should have at least considered replacing, the offensive coordinator was never in any jeopardy. And now some position guys who appear to have done a decent job are moving on. Something's going on up there, and I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Anybody talking about the Raiders to Vegas stuff that's happening right now? Adelson dropping out, maybe,
yeah,
and some
huge
of the other things happening?
Well, not just that. Goldman Sachs is now, without Adelson, Goldman Sachs is re-examining their role in the entire thing.
Well, here's the thing, guys. We wrote about this 2 months ago at Pro Football Weekly, and coincidentally, just a week ago, it was the lead item in our way. We heard that this was going to happen. It wasn't hard to see. Mark Davis is not qualified to operate an NFL franchise. He's in way over his head with these people. Adelson, it was pretty clear from the beginning what he wanted in exchange for his $650 million, and Davis, who was given everything else he has, apparently just laughed it off. And it now comes out that in his presentation to the NFL owners, he never really included Adelson, but counted on Goldman Sachs. Well, think about Goldman Sachs for a minute. If they replaced, they had agreed to finance $350 million of it because because that was a reasonable investment that they might get a return on, and the asset was always going to be there, and it gave him an in with Adelson and his casino empire. Mm-hmm. But now with Adelson out, I think it was Florio who immediately wrote, well, Goldman Sachs will take the whole thing. No, they won't. Goldman Sachs can't put up $1 billion to build a stadium that, you know, how are they going to get their money back? You can't sell the stadium, you know, once you build it. I mean, you could, but not with the Raiders and the city of Vegas as your partner. There's no return on that money for them. So it was obvious Goldman Sachs was going to have to take a step back once Adelson was out. So the hope now, there's other billionaires in Vegas. The hope is that someone else will step up. The big problem that Davis had was that the owners, while there's some concern among some of the old hardliners about putting a team in Vegas, period, because their gambling stance, the bigger concern was they didn't want Adelson, whose money all comes from gambling, as their partner. And while Davis didn't get it, the rest of them knew Adelson wasn't putting up $650 million unless he got a piece of the team. So now, if they do find somebody else to step up to replace Adelson, which he might, if the money comes from gambling, they're going to have the same problem. Right now, the Raiders' move to Vegas appears dead in the water. They're short of, by the way, they're not only short the $650 million and the $350 million, the billion that was coming from Adelson and from Goldman Sachs. Davis never had the $500 million that he committed. And so this thing's a mess right now. And, you know, but that doesn't mean that somebody with money won't step up right away, because the one piece they do have, the $750 million that was approved, it was actually the state of Nevada, not the city of Las Vegas, would be the biggest public funding of a stadium in history. And while that money is still there, there may be somebody else who's willing to step up and try and leverage that.
We'll do more with Hub after break. He's in his hotel room in Houston, the site of Super Bowl 51. We can talk Super Bowl stuff. There is maybe some more Bears stuff as well. All kinds of football things on our football platter with Hub. Keep it here. You got the score.
Listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Remember last week when Charles Barkley said this about LeBron James?
He's the best player in the world. Does he want all the good players? He don't want to compete?
Well, LeBron apparently heard him and responded and went scorched earth. First, he said he was a competitor. Then he went personal, saying that he had never thrown anybody through a window. He had never had a debt in Vegas, nor had he ever gotten in trouble during his 14-year NBA career. And to that, nothing that he has said is not correct. On the other hand, it takes us away from what Barkley was talking about. Why is LeBron complaining about his franchise not spending money when they're spending more money than anybody in the history of the NBA? And because LeBron has no real retort, he chooses to go personal. LeBron clearly has an insecurity about his legacy. And instead of responding to Barkley's comments, he talked about Barkley's past. That's weak sauce. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
T.com.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. The housing market is hot right now, and the houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. Now, if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're going to need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
We passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Ah! Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it!
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Everything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark
jalapeno
donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. Series premiere CBS Thursday after the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, fix.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, that's getting better than this.
Talking football with Hub on Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The Score, the Bernstein and Goff Show. Hub is in Houston. The site of Sunday's Super Bowl.
It's already here, man.
It's already here. Yeah. And as I mentioned to Matt Miller earlier, I think this has the potential to be a very satisfying and entertaining football game in and of itself amid all the hoopla. You agree?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm really excited about it. I think that the matchups are fascinating. There is one way we know of over the last three or four years to frustrate Tom Brady and the Patriots, but the Falcons don't appear to be able to do that. You know, the Falcons, interestingly enough, 2 years ago were 31st in the NFL in sacks with 22. Last year they were dead last with 19. Now this year they're only 26th, but they have increased their sacks by about 75%. They had 34. The problem is that they all come from the outside, half of them almost from Vic Beasley Jr. If you're going to frustrate Tom Brady, you've got to create pressure up the middle, and that's something the Falcons don't do well. So they're not likely to slow the Patriots' offense. As good as the Patriots' defense is, number one in scoring, you know, points allowed in the NFL, I don't see anybody stopping the Falcons' offense. So I think it's going to be a shootout. There'll be a couple defenders who will make big plays during the course of the game. While the Falcons struggle to pressure up the middle, they've got great athletes in the back seven, speed to burn, and so we'll see, you know, which defense comes up with a few big plays that are likely to be the difference in the game.
We talked about media night last segment. Have you seen any previous experience issues that the Falcons may be having that the Patriots won't have or haven't had? Because, you know, they travel different. They understand, you know, the schedule and the rigors of everything that the Super Bowl brings to you. Have you heard or seen or talked about anything that the Falcons may be experiencing as first-time Super Bowl participants for everybody on this team?
Well, you know, they're going to get asked a lot about it. And of course, last night was just a circus. It's kind of fun for everybody. Today, it was just 10 players from each team chosen to meet the media. The rest of the team has the day off. Tomorrow will be the full Falcons roster first experience with dealing with, you know, 3,000-4,000 credentialed members of the media. I'm told it's up to 5,500 this year, but wow. Half of those people aren't really media. They don't show up at the press conferences. And so, you know, you got to really wait until maybe Thursday to have a better feel for that. But I loved something that Devondre Campbell said today. That's the fourth-round rookie out of Minnesota who's starting at linebacker today. There's something about the quote just grabbed me. He said, you know, after the game, when the confetti drops and they bring out Vince Lombardi, that's when the party starts. Until then, we're all business.
Well, you had a breaking story there if they're bringing Vince out.
I was just going to say, I was wondering if you really thought Vince was still around, or I assume he met the trophy, but it doesn't.
What the hell's going on?
That's what he'd be asking.
Are they that young and inexperienced they don't get us just the trophy? No, I don't think so. I think he knew what he was saying. And I've gotten a lot of that from the kids I've talked to so far. They don't appear, you know, bright-eyed. They don't appear overwhelmed by it. You know, at this point, they're not rookies anymore. This is a cumulative effect. It's early. This really starts to build towards the end of the week. So we'll see what they're looking like on Thursday. But so far, there's no real sign that the young Falcons should struggle from. And, you know, by the way, guys, people are forgetting this. To me, it's one of the most remarkable things about the Patriots. But only 23 of the 53 guys on this, mm-hmm. 53 guys on this roster were here 2 years ago.
It's amazing.
They've got 30 guys who didn't get rings 2 years ago. So, now, that's a lot more. I mean, Tom Brady has more experience than the entire Falcon roster. But still, there's guys on the Patriots that have to deal with it, too.
And the fact that the world is now getting the full Martellus Bennett experience, and he had a great monologue about kids and football and creativity, the arts, and how you don't necessarily have to play a sport to get out of whatever existence you want to change. And he talked about the importance of being creative, drawing and creating music. He said, why does it always have to be the next great athlete? Why can't it be the next Dr. Seuss? Why can't it be the next Shel Silverstein? And it's just, it's stuff you don't hear. And I know people have their opinions about Marty, but now, my experience with him and being around him and him being a part of the show was just great, and I'm happy that he's got the platform.
I have had nothing but a positive experience over 3 years with Martellus Bennett, and I understood where he could get to be a bit exhausting, you know, because he did love the spotlight and sometimes was a little goofier than others, but there was never anything negative about it. And I talked to Ryan Logan today, whose locker apparently is right near Marty's, I guess, where the tight ends stop, the DBs pick up or something in the Patriots locker room. And you know, he heard his name and he just smiled and he said, the black unicorn. He said, Marty is so much fun that people just don't understand. And a couple other players, you know, because we're going for the Chicago angle. I don't know what his Bears teammates thought of him, but you can tell when a guy is just saying the right thing. And I mean, you should have seen the look in Ryan in Logan's eyes when the question was asked. They really like him here, and he's in a good spot right now.
Is there a chance with a great Julio Jones performance that we could have a Super Bowl MVP from a losing team, or are those days over? It's just whoever the best quarterback is on the winning team.
Yeah, boy, it would take a superhuman effort, Chase.
It's Julio, though.
If there's a guy, for that matter, it could be Matt Ryan. What if Matt Ryan throws for 460 yards and loses? Who knows, but it's unlikely. I think, it hasn't happened since Super Bowl V or something like that. So I certainly wouldn't bet on it, but, you never say never.
How's Houston treated? We talked about the media day, but Houston as a Super Bowl town for you, where does it rank?
Well, it's only the second time we've been here. The Texas hospitality is outstanding. They've got kind of an unfortunate setup, and my setup is great. I'm in a great, fairly new hotel, one block from the media center, and thrilled about that. But the way they set up their NFL experience thing is they've got a bunch of streets blocked off that are making egress and ingress pretty difficult for everybody, fans, media, and traffic alike. And I guess that just comes with the territory. It's more about the way their convention center is laid out. But for the most part, and again, just got here, yesterday morning, always have loved the people down here. The facilities are great. And I expect it's going to be a good week. We have not had any traffic issues yet. They did one thing that is very strange, and everybody's trying to figure out why. This is my 39th straight Super Bowl, and at each of the first 38 on Wednesday and Thursday, you got one team at 8 in the morning, and then you went right to the next team at 10:30 or 10:45 or whatever it was, and then you were done by noon.
You could file and be done, yeah.
This year, the Falcons are at 8 in the morning, and the Patriots are at 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And the initial thought was, Belichick pulled another one. But he doesn't control this. The league controls this. There's no way that this was done because of Belichick or the Patriots. For some reason, they decided to go that route. Now, it doesn't bother me. It's actually, in some respects, it almost works better. But it is different, and we're not sure why they've done that. And tomorrow will be the first day we deal with that. Now, you're done with the Patriots at 6:15, 6:30. Even the earliest print deadlines are 9 o'clock, so we'll be okay. But I can't figure out why they did it, and it's the one major change that we're seeing here in Houston that I've never seen before.
I don't know. Maybe it's a news cycle thing that maybe the league thought it could generate a second wave. And maybe this is a response to instant journalism in a way that it used to be. You'd go back and you'd prepare your stories, and then you'd file once. Maybe it just maybe it feeds the news cycle a second time.
Yeah, I just don't know. The teams, I asked a few of the administrative people, they said this is what they were told, and just haven't had access to anybody with the league yet to be able to ask the question. But I'm sure we'll figure it out between now and then. And again, it's fine by me. It's not a problem. It's not a complaint. It's just very different.
All right, Hub, enjoy, and thank you. We will have you with your people tomorrow.
All right, guys. Look forward to it. Have a good night.
That is Hub Arkish, our senior Bears and NFL expert.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Nabatacola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only 5 home games remain, and tickets are limited. Buy now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks start a 6-game road trip tonight in San Jose. Puck drops at 9:30. NBA, the Bulls start their multi-game road trip tomorrow at the Thunder. Taz Gibson practiced today. He's expected to play. Denzel Valentine was sent down to the D-League. He'll play the next 3 games with the Windy City Bulls. NFL Bears coaches are leaving and leaving and leaving. Bears wide receivers coach Curtis Johnson, he is leaving the team, not coming back. The Sporting News reported earlier today that assistant special teams coach Richard Hightower is likely to leave and join Kyle Shanahan's staff in San Francisco as the special teams coach. The team's director of player personnel, Jerry Butler, has retired. Baseball, Cubs play-by-play man Pat Hughes won the Ring Lardner Award for excellence in journalism. The Cardinals, they lose their top 2 draft picks to Houston, also going to pay them $2 million for hacking their database. The Nationals have signed Joe Nathan, who's 72, and Matt Albers to minor league deals with invites to spring training. And college hoops tonight on The Score, Illinois takes on Wisconsin. Coverage begins at 7:30. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out where 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51, this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Taco Bell. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious. But now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell. Part chalupa, all fried chicken.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
Oh,
Lord, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right, I'm pretty sure tonight
that
the Sharks are playing the Blackhawks on television.
That was last night.
No, don't play those games with me.
You missed it?
No, don't be an ass.
That was right? That game was on last night.
Nope, not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Yeah, tonight I will be viewing some hockey, and I'm not joking when I say this because, there's nothing else I really want to watch on television tonight.
It's a late puck drop.
Yeah, but, late puck drops are cool. This new shift for me is... Shift, by the way. This new shift for me is awesome because I don't have to get up at like 4:30 or 5 o'clock and get everything read. I can get up at a late 7 o'clock or 6:30 in between feedings of the little one and, knock out some reading or maybe catch a game on the DVR. So, yeah, I'm going to
go back and like nap for 40 minutes if you feel like it, you know?
No napping, man. It's absolutely no napping in that house with that little dude. But, Sharks and Hawks and Gustav Forsling.
Gustav Forsling!
Yeah, you get yourself a little Gustav Forsling tonight, the defenseman who was called up because Michael Roosevelt was put on the injury reserve. And, of course, we all know the Hawks limping a little bit into the All-Star break. Get you a few days off, and everybody gets to hang out. Scott Darling talking about what the rest did for the guys who didn't go, the non-Crawfords and the non-Gaines and the non-Taves and non-Keiths on the team. So looking forward to that tonight. Plus, you got two pretty damn good teams. The San Jose Sharks are a hell of a team.
Don't forget to monitor your goal-by-goal, shot-by-shot, period-by-period goalie controversy.
Well, yeah. I mean... What was it? Was it 3 third-period goals the other night that everybody, this Crawford sucks!
It was a bad look. Like, everybody had a chance to slump bust a little bit over the All-Star break. You get a few in you. You party a little bit. Maybe you go see
Sharking.
Rock concert or something.
Going hogging.
Yeah, I just push the reset button. You do a little reboot there, and believe me that Crawford's one of those guys who will do it when he doesn't need it.
Right, exactly. So, we're playing tomorrow. Right. We don't need the reboot again. You're good to go, Corey.
Nope. Got to do it. Had a rough period there. No, it's fine.
Yeah. So they're the only local action tonight. There's some college basketball games. I might check out Illinois for the first time this season.
Ooh.
They're playing Wisconsin. So, you got a top 10 team or so playing in Shambana. So I might check that out as well. I didn't get a chance.
Georgia and Kentucky.
Yeah. I kind of know how I feel about Kentucky. I think I know who the best college basketball team is in the nation, and I think I've seen them play enough, and we're just waiting for the tournament to see them win, and that's Kansas for me. I think the Kansas Jayhawks
They got two studs.
Dude, they not only do they have two studs, but they got bigs who don't, you don't ask much of them.
Unfortunately, they also have this pending rape case.
Yeah, and have we found out if it's involving any of the players,
or
is it just in the players' dorm where other students live as well?
Unknown, as far as I've seen.
Hey, by the way, Jeremy Schapp just
penned the Baylor stuff,
for the Washington Post, and it is taking the Baylor football program to town
and the NCAA
the death penalty. Yeah. If this doesn't require the death penalty, then we will never have it in the NCAA. Hell, after the Penn State thing, you still got people.
I still keep getting back to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an unfortunate interaction with a Penn Stater.
Oh, no, block.
The other day. This is the person who I know that went to Penn State, and I did not know felt the way that they feel about how, there were other things at play here. It was a statewide issue more so. And I was like, it's kind of like the unmasking that has taken place over the last couple of months or so. You're like, come on, man. Like,
you're one of those?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the crazy people?
I kind of liked you. I didn't know that you were dumb.
Former athlete?
No. She's a nice lady, but it's just unfortunate how she feels about the Penn State thing.
Brainwashed. See, but that's not why you called it. I mean,
what you watching?
All right. I've got an issue with my shirt.
I like it, actually. A nice, button-up Henley.
Yeah. The problem is...
You're wearing it?
That's part of the problem. And I liked it when I saw it. I said, okay, because it looks like,
My sleeves up.
My wife has a couple of things like that are this pattern. I don't know what you call this sort of like distressed pattern. Yeah. I keep doing
You thinking
this.
Something's on your shirt?
I keep thinking it's like lint or dandruff or something, and it's making me crazy.
But
and I don't know if at watch670thescore.com, I'm sure every day, we don't see the comments as they come in because we can't.
No, we're getting critiqued on a daily basis.
Oh, I'm sure. They say ugly and stupid and old and weird, and that's all correct. But this is just, like, I keep, like, my peripheral vision, I keep wanting to do this.
So you're not used to wearing new clothes, is what you're saying.
Well, that's true.
But the problem is, you don't do that when you've actually got stuff on you. Like yesterday, you had a hair on you for the entire show.
Well, you can. And I didn't.
I didn't bat it off you because I don't want to just reach over and touch you.
Yeah, you're that guy. Like you go to a party and a guy's got like a booger halfway down his face. You don't say anything.
I'll tell him. Hey, bats in the cave. Man, take your ass to the bathroom and take care of that. Okay. No, I'll let a guy know. But you know, yesterday you had a little hair on your shoulder, and I'm like, oh.
Well, just, you know, kind of give me like a thing where you like nod and say, hey, do this.
I don't know how people feel about being touched. Like I've roughed you up before. You know, giving you a massage or two.
I still say you give the best shoulder rubs that have ever been given. I was, you know, when I asked my wife, I'm like, oh, you know, I got a knot in my shoulder. Yeah. She had these tiny little bird hands. And I'm just like, come on.
You're running for president.
Like, that's the best you can do? Really?
No, back in the day, you and Maddie.
She needs like Jason Goff hands.
Yeah, you and Maddie, you know.
You don't even have big hands, really.
No, not really. No, I saw a little stress on you or Maddie back in the day. I'd get to working on the shoulders, but...
And then you'd say, talk like a champion today.
Right. Oh, yeah, I did say that before.
Slap your side. Yeah, talk like a champion today,
Really worked, though. Never truly worked. But you got to get used to wearing new clothes, man. You look good, though. I like that. I like that style on you.
It's all right.
You know, dad chic. You know what I mean?
Look, my dad
couture.
Got dad shoes on. These Howie Long Skechers are the best thing that ever happened to me.
I'm calling the police sevens.
These are pay the light bill sixes.
Right. Yep. Get off my lawn eights that you're wearing.
The ultimate dad shoe. I'm telling you, they're extra wide, and they got memory foam in them. And
you got a mattress on your feet?
Adjustable base. That's what I got working. Yeah. I
don't know the width of my feet. So if I like New Balances, those
I used to buy all new. I always had problems with width because I've got duck feet.
Well, those are the shoes of the revolution now. So you know, but I don't know. Like my feet are flat. I don't have an arch at all. So my feet are super flat. So I don't know what helps.
You can't get drafted into the army to fight for your country in the inevitable war that's going to start in about 15 minutes.
Well, I could just say that my feet hurt. You know, work for other people, right? When you dodge draft, you say your feet hurt for a couple of years and you keep it moving. Nah, you gotta. But I will. You know what that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy Dan Bernstein a pair of the most psychedelic Jordans in a colorway that has never been like worn before and see if he wears them around town. That's what I'm because Danny Parkins, I guess, he's not a sneakerhead, but he likes certain shoes. I believe his partner in Kansas City was a huge sneakerhead. He asked me if I was. I'm like, nah, I just get the ones that I like. You know, I don't have a whole bunch of them. And then Dan, of course, you know, doing his whole understated, you know, self-deprecating thing where he's like, oh, yeah, these, you know, $60 and that's I'm good to go for years and years and years.
You know, I have
he's
to
proud of like looking like a homeless person.
No,
all the
see,
time.
When it comes to shoes, actually, I have to be past that now because as my knee, my surgically repaired knee starts to deteriorate over time.
Shock absorption.
I've had doctors, other people have told me it is critical that you make sure that you have really good shoes. Otherwise,
some Brooks running shoes.
I don't run.
And just to walk around. And then Brooks walking shoes. Then you can call them whatever the hell you want. I'm just talking about the shock absorption.
Yeah, I do. That it is really important for me to have good shoes. Otherwise, I'm going to find myself with a fake knee before I want a fake knee.
Yeah. Adidas has some terrific technology out these days too. Like as far as the sole is concerned.
Really?
Yeah. No, like game changing technology.
Not like some fake thing.
No,
like
no.
Reebok like, zips. I was like, oh, look at those.
I get you a pair of the NMDs. You know.
My kid came home from
camp. And the DMCs?
He had the Reebok Zips. He had the Zips. All his friends were wearing the Zips. And he comes home from camp and he goes, I am never going to camp with these shoes again. I said, why? He said, do you know how hard it is to get mud out of these things? He said, we're running around in mud all day, every day. And this is my primary pair of shoes. And it's
to say, you got to have your play shoes and your school shoes, though.
But the one thing you learn about sending kids to camp is whatever you send them with, when it comes home, burn it.
Yeah.
When that duffel bag comes home, he's been going for 4 weeks. Like next summer, it's gonna be 8 weeks, and it's like you see and you look at how they pack, and there's like dirt and like a dried turtle shell. Like you don't even want to know. There's bark, pine needles, and it's just like you want to put lighter fluid. I just
would
all of it.
Would these camps allow my son to come hang out when he's of age?
What do you mean allow?
I don't know. You talk about these day camps. I don't know if
that,
this is like a special
camp. Day camps, overnight camps.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. Overnight camps.
I don't know. Counselor's Nigerian.
I don't know if this is a special thing where you got to be in like some club. You
Please.
Always talk about it. You
Please.
Always. I've never had a conversation about how you get into the camp thing. You've always, like, you used
to go to the website yesterday.
Well, you used to talk to me about it, like, you didn't go to camp? Like, everybody goes to camp. And I'm like, no, I actually didn't. I went to Camp Timberley for, like, a weekend back in fifth or fourth grade.
That's Jesus camp, though.
We were at, I went to Dewey Elementary in Evanston, and we went there for a couple of days. I don't think I learned a lot about Jesus.
That's the one up in the Kettle Moraines, right?
I don't know if I because learned we, a lot about did, Jesus. We, All I did was make no, a wallet I, and a bracelet.
We did outdoor ed there in fifth grade at Timber Lee.
Hey, man.
And we went up there and it was like all these Jesus posters. We're kind of looking around like, I don't get out of here.
Do they know how we feel about the whole Jesus?
Well, that was like really, it was all the stuff.
I do not remember
my first
that.
Exposure to some of that. I'm like,
hey, man.
I don't know, man.
Hey, man. All I know is, you know, I ate good, played hide and go get it, and made leather trinkets. That's all I did, man. I don't know
because
about
of course,
all the Jesus that was involved.
No, Jace, we'll arrange a spot for Jace when he's 8 years old.
There it is.
Put him in cabin J1. You pay your $7,000 and you're good.
$7,000?
Well, nah. For the 8 weeks?
I think it might be lease for $650 for the summer.
Eight. I think 8 weeks might be
all
more
right,
than
thank
that
you
now.
For letting me know. I was trying to align him with some mid-level Jews like yourself, but nope. All right. Thanks for letting me know then.
I'm demoted to mid-level?
You know, upper level's your pops.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right,
come on.
I got you.
Lower level, you know. I just left that.
All right. Lawrence Holmes is coming up when we get done. And when we come back, we are going to give away our master-built electric smoker.
Keep it here. Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year, I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep. I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 417.
You leave work and you go there and you find a parking space after a while. Then after all that, you stand in line and it's just inefficient, especially if you're running a small business. Get postage on demand too with stamps.com. You say, oh, well, it's going to be limited. No, it's not, because anything you can do with the post office, you do right from your desk with stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and all you need is your own computer and printer. They'll send you a digital scale. That way you can automatically calculate the exact postage right on your own. Unlike the post office, stamps.com is always open. You can get whatever postage, whenever you need, 24/7. And if I can figure out how to do this, you can, because you know I'm an idiot. And right now, use the code DAN, D-A-N, for this special offer. It's a four-week trial. It includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Dan. There's no good reason not to do this. There's stamps.com. You go there, you enter Dan, stamps.com. And if you do this, you'll never have to go to the post office.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Sorry to bother you guys, but we're back.
You know what? No, don't go jump that. In a yeah, lake, Dan. Do How that. About that? Do How about that. You go jump in a lake?
Okay.
Fronting SOB. How you feel? See how he does it.
How many times is this guy out in the hallway right. talking about nothing?
Wandering.
How many times is he out in the hallway talking about nothing?
Yeah. Every commercial break. Yeah.
Jeez.
I've been better about it. I've been better, much better with the new show than I was with the old
Jerk.
One.
The homing yeah, device.
The problem with the old show is when Terry was at home.
Yeah.
And there's literally nobody in the studio. I'm like, what the hell?
Tanny's sitting there sweating for 10 right, seconds with the music.
And the best part is Terry would leave.
Absolutely.
At home and like wander around every once in a while. Like, is he, and I look Come at Tanny and like, is he there? And he just give me the, I don't know. No.
No, that's when you get the talk.
Right. That's somebody screams talk.
Pass that
Someone
down.
Someone say something.
Yeah, pass it's that down over the show. Years.
By the way, I misled you. It's 10 grand for 8 weeks, but we'll reserve a spot.
Hold on, no. Yeah, I don't want my kid being the scholarship kid, the free lunch kid at your little camp, because then all of a sudden it's going to be weird. It's going to be like toy soldiers, and then he's going to have to kill somebody. I don't want that at all. No, I'm good.
He wouldn't qualify for the scholarship fund.
Yeah, I'm
I know
good.
That.
I'm good.
I'm telling you, it changes life.
Send my kid to Belize. Hopefully you get back.
Again, by that point, who knows, but I wouldn't do that. All right, caller 6 to the Scores Contest line, 312-591-6700 wins a master-built electric smoker. Don't miss a play during the big game. Let the master-built smoker do all the work. For more information, visit masterbuilt.com.
Shut it down!
What?
We gotta go!
It said that you weren't going to be here tonight.
It's a mix-up on my part because I thought I was calling the DePaul game tonight. But it's actually Jeff Blanzy who's going to be working with Zach Zaidman. Because
you are doing your thing tonight.
So I'm doing my show and we're going to have a little fun. I was so happy on Sunday while the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star game was going on. I was like, I don't want to watch either one of these. On the screen at Aurelio's, me and Mel went to Aurelio's. They have BN Sports. I don't know if you ever watch BN, but if you like soccer and stuff, they have a lot of great international soccer. They had Team Handball World Championship.
That's some athletes.
And I was like, yeah! Like, this is what I'm watching tonight. And Mel was like, what the hell is this? I'm like, it's the greatest thing ever. I didn't know about
these Olympics.
This is why I was so happy, Jay, is that there was an outlet for me to watch Team Handball. And it came on the night where there was nothing good sports-wise. Because Northwestern had already run out on their 18-2 run and all that good stuff. So who was in the championship? It was France and...
Japan.
The Netherlands, I want to say.
Freaky deaky Dutch.
Look, if this country wanted to,
we would crush.
Oh my God.
Just breed a few LeBrons and send them out there.
The Dominican Republic would give us a run for our money. And Cuba could, I mean, if you get a bunch of Aroldis Chapmans out there and Yoan Moncadas. And
you got me thinking about all-star handball teams.
All right, shout out to Brooks, by the way. You're right. The Brooks shoes are great. Yeah, I got my parents some Brooks. To just walk around in, you should look into it.
You can walk around with Brooks Boyer, too.
You can. He would totally love that. And the Adidas Ultra Boost.
Yes.
Fleet Feet hooked me up to let me try those.
Great technology.
Let's go.
I'm telling you right now.
Thanks to Matt Miller, Lionel Hollins, and Hub Arkish for joining us today. We thank our producers, Nick Shepkowski. Hello, Coach.
How are you guys doing, Dan and Chuck?
It's either Jeff or Chuck or something. Yeah, Chris Tannehill, the audio overlord. Gotcha. And the video director at watch670thescore.com and at Facebook Live, Brian Gertsch.
Jimmy the Greek, the biggest joke in the world was that he was a racist. That was the biggest joke in the world. I mean, what they don't realize, and I've said this on the air many times, he had a driver named Mike, who was a black man who lived in North Carolina.
Oh, he had a black driver.
Not even a black friend.
Yeah. No, a black driver.
Therefore, he wasn't a racist.
Right. Not even a black friend. Like, think about that for a second. He didn't even go to that.
A man who
had a black driver.
Right. Never rolled that window down. Never. The partition was never down.
Nope. All right. We will be back tomorrow. Lawrence has got all kinds of stuff and things and fun. We will talk to you at 1 on Wednesday. Goodbye.
You don't have my product, and you don't have my money. You got to give me another chance. They know. Please.
Look, the brothers don't wait to get paid. Money talks. Runs the marathon. So, see ya.
And I wouldn't want to be here.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast, From Brooklyn to the World.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go, let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.